Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Tommy, I've been yelling this for years, and you told me I was crazy.
I haven't seen the stats yet, buddy.
When you're one of the best food cities in America,
yeah,
and this is a go-to food for the folks who live here, it has to be good. And the reason you know it's good,
yeah,
there isn't a way to describe what makes it so good. Kimmy, it just all works like a symphony together.
It just came together?
It did. Just come together.
Because I'm thinking of other towns that also claim to be the best at this.
Mm-hmm. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen, Rochester, New York,
yeah,
has been named the best pizza city in America.
Wow.
You heard it. So the study done measured what made a pizza city with pizza places per capita, the average price compared to local incomes, what they call the pizza passion score, how much we are searching online for pizza, and most importantly, the city's pizza quality as measured by 2,000 random Americans.
Okay.
All of those factors combined put Rochester, New York, as the number one pizza city in the United States. And Kimmy,
yeah,
this makes perfect sense, right?
I mean, I always thought we had a good pizza scene, but I guess
I like it, pizza scene.
You know, I prefer our style pizza, where I know like some people come in that have lived in like places like New York, New Jersey, even like parts of Connecticut that would argue differently.
Yeah, but I always
like, this style pizza isn't for them.
I always look at them as like they're being arrogant, right? They have nothing else to hang their head on. So, yeah, could pizza.
But they have a high concentration of Italians.
You know? Not like us.
No, but like certain, but still, like Boston has a lot of Italians.
Mm-hmm.
They got a whole section of that city that's just Italian that has great pizza. You can't tell me that pizza is not as good as what we have here, like the north end of Boston.
So here's where I'm about to hit you in the face.
Ooh,
with
hit me up.
Facts, bro. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
What?
Rochester, New York has 2 times the amount of pizza places than the average American city, period.
Two times.
Think of how many options for pizza you have within a mile of your house.
She's right.
Including the gas station.
If it wasn't great pizza, we would not have so many pizza options. And by the way, outside of the gas station you brought up, all of the pizza places we have, almost all of them, are local places. Outside chains have a very hard time making it in Rochester, New York. What's that say about Rochester pizza, bitch? You go to Boston, they got Pizza Hut. You go to New York City, they got Pizza Hut. We got a couple pizza. I ain't got a Pizza Hut that lives
to
my house.
I love a good Manhattan Pizza Hut. That's when you know you're in a big city.
All right.
What?
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Fill in the blank. Mm. Rochester Pizza is the best in America because...
Well, you tell me.
Oh, you really don't think so? Who's got the best pizza in America, then, smart guy?
I mean, you got to go with New York. You got to give it. You got to take your hat to New York.
What a hack! What a hack answer!
What about even like Philly?
Wow!
Like you're always all about Philly. Philly's got a ton of Italians.
Philly's got good sandwiches.
Yeah, they got great pizza.
I don't think I've ever had pizza in Philly. I don't even know what it's like.
Like I've never. I mean, most pizza to me always kind of tastes the same.
Okay, this
unless they burn it or it's too like, you know. Soggy.
Yeah.
It's good pizza.
Okay.
Because I used to love when these guys that we knew wanted to take you to, you know, I got to take you to this place in New York. You know, Sinatra used to get his slice here. And I get it and I go, yeah, it's good, but it tastes like anything else.
Okay. This is why we can't have food discussions.
Yes, we can.
With you. Like Kimmy and I could do it all day. We'll have fun. We'll make some great points. It'll be interesting. Mm. When is the last time you had a slice of pizza?
It's been a while.
No, I need a period of time.
So when did Barack run?
No, you don't eat pizza.
I had pizza.
When's the last?
I can't with my cholesterol. Okay, the doctor said I got to lay off the cheese.
Which is fine, but don't sit here and tell me that you Rochester pizza's no good.
I got the high salt.
Yeah.
And I got the high cholesterol.
Which is why everyone listening really wants you to eat as much pizza as possible. Stop that dark heart of yours.
Because I always go with to me, it's the toppings.
Okay. No, you idiot, no. Anyone can get toppings.
Toppings
have
got to be right.
Okay.
I don't like sparse pepperoni.
Okay, what does that have to do with the community?
I like a shakaroni. I like a full...
You're doing Papa John's commercials?
Shakaroni.
That's how I know you know nothing about pizza.
Shaq eats it and he's a billionaire.
Shaq owns part of the company.
Yeah, that's how much he liked it. He bought the joint.
All right, Kimmy, here's
probably
why...
Probably got one in his house.
Kimmy, here's why Rochester Pizza is the best in America.
Okay. Go.
It is the perfect combination of everything you are looking for.
What's that?
New York pizza can be too thin. But then there are those pizzas from other parts of the country where it's like you're eating a loaf of bread with sauce on it. Rochester Pizza has found the perfect middle. Further, the crusts in Rochester have just the right amount of crunch. It's not too soggy. It's not like hard like a brick.
It carries the sauce well.
Bingo. And you bring up the sauce. We have great tomato sauce in Rochester.
Good Rochester tomato.
No, I'm telling you, man. Do we not do sauce as well? Do we not do sauce as well?
Yeah. We do, but I thought we've talked about this before. You're talking about the bread quality, like the dough quality. And I thought because of our water here or something, it's better than in other places.
So we've heard this a thousand times.
Well, we heard that like places, like chains from here that have gone to Florida, it's tougher for them to make the dough down there because of the water quality.
Yeah, but we always hear from like, yeah, I knew a guy who worked at a place. And, yeah, he told me it's a dough and a water. 252 to BCMF, 252-9263. What I'm saying is the sum of all of its parts creates the masterpiece that is Rochester Pizza. And that might be what makes it so unique. You would have a hard time recreating it anywhere else in the country.
Well, why can't you make that same pizza in Syracuse?
Because of what
well, it probably is
they
similar.
Got the same water.
It may be similar in Syracuse and Buffalo, but we just have so many here, maybe,
I don't
like
know.
Per capita.
Buffalo pizza is very different than Rochester pizza.
Is it? I've had some good pizza in Buffalo.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's different. It's a little greasier. It's a little bit thinner. They got the curly pepperonis as opposed to the flatter pepperonis most of the time.
Oh, I
they growing their own pepperonis
the
over there?
The cup and char.
I don't like the cup and char. I like the flat.
I'm kind of with you, but my husband loves a cup and char.
What is cup and char?
Okay.
It's the smaller pepperonis that curl up.
Again.
They look like buttons? I hate those things.
Yeah. Adults are talking. Go sit at the chair.
I didn't know those pepperonis had a name.
And drink your
juice.
Did
you say cup and char?
Cup and char.
No, please, let's continue the pizza conversation.
No, it sounds like a guy who plays in the Sabres.
Cup and char?
Stan Cup and char.
It would be Sergei Cup and char.
He was on the old pepperoni line.
252 to BCMF. Rochester, New York has been named the number one pizza city in America. Tommy doesn't believe it, and I think Eric's with you. He's on CMF. Eric, hey, Eric.
Eric the fatty.
He's on your side, idiot.
No, he's one of the good ones.
Eric, what's up, buddy?
He's a good fatty.
Hey there.
Hey,
how
what's up?
You?
Oh, it's food, Eric. I hate food, Eric. What's up, man?
Compared to the rest of the country, Rochester pizza is acceptable. But in best in the country, not a chance.
All right, where is it then?
New York. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Boo.
The tri-state area is it.
But I think those people would argue it's different in each of those places. Like, I know people that have lived in Connecticut that are like, ours is... you know, above and beyond New York
Mystic pizza, man.
So, like, I think it's even different in those three areas you just named.
Oh, without question. But regardless, pizza, the further west you get, the worse the pizza gets. Pizza in Colorado is god-awful.
I've had pizza in California. Oh, dear Lord, no. When I moved up
That's
here,
how passionate he was.
I tried.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
And by the way, there's a whole chain called California Pizza.
He's right, it's not very good.
But no, there's a whole chain called California Pizza.
No, I know, it's not good pizza. Yeah.
It's got avocado on it.
Have you had
it? Would you eat avocado on a pizza?
No, gross.
Oh, no, you lie.
I'm saying
you're
I won't
such
eat
an avocado whore,
I like
and I know it.
I love
you got
avocado.
Weed in your mouth right now.
Here's why Eric sucks. With all due respect, your opinion is valid up until this point.
It sounds like he's traveled.
Look, I like Eric. He's a nice guy, but he's called before where he talked about like cooking. He's like, I have to go to like this special place to get this special kind of spice and stuff.
Are you calling him a food hole?
Yeah, I think I am. I think I am. And that's okay. Just not for this conversation, Eric, with all due respect.
Thing is, though, I tried. When I moved up here, I tried. I tried very, very hard. And y'all don't know anything about pizza here. It's that.
He's saying you pizza
so
dough.
I have to do it myself.
Oh, see? Wait, he's making that home pizza. How you feel about that guy?
Where are you from, Eric? I forgot. Remind me.
North Jersey.
Oh, okay. Nobody from Jersey knows anything about anything.
No, here's what it is. He's probably used to eat, like, your pizza growing up was like a thinner style pizza.
He's eating in mob-controlled joints.
So I can understand why you'd come up here and be like, what the hell is this? It's just not something you're used to.
All right. Well, Eric, look, you're wrong and you suck. But I do appreciate the time and the call, man. Thank you.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right. There goes sucky Jersey Eric. Leanne writes, as you were saying, Tommy, you can't eat pizza because of the cholesterol.
Yeah.
She writes, Tommy does realize that drinking raises his cholesterol too. Maybe if he drank less, he can enjoy a slice of pizza.
Okay. Why don't you go bother your own husband?
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Again, Rochester has been named the best pizza city in America.
So we're Pizza Town.
Dave writes, this is a dumb argument because different pizzas from different Rochester places are all different. No two are the same. Is that true?
From here? Yeah, I think that they all, like I think even if they're similar, you're still going to have a favorite based on like one or two little factors.
I get that. Yeah. But I would argue that the pizzas are similar enough, even with all the local pops, that you would know that is a piece of Rochester pizza if they put a blindfold on you and you ate it.
But you're basing it on the crust of the sauce.
Well, no, all of it. I mean, Mark's, Salvatore's, you know, Pontillo's, Coriglio's. Right. I can keep going with more vowels, but I think if you were to blindfold me, give me a pizza from another city, and then line up like five Rochester pizzas, I would be able to pick out the one that wasn't from here.
Right.
I think so.
All right. That's impressive.
All right, but let's say Dave is right, that all of the different pizza places are wildly different in Rochester. All right, let's say you got people coming over.
Right.
Is it more appropriate for the homeowner to choose what pizza place they're going to, or do you ask the guests where they want their pizza from?
Oh, I think I would just order a pizza. I wouldn't take requests because you might get four different opinions.
Kimmy?
Why would you do that? I would just go to Wegmans and get the best pizza that there is.
I know what you're trying to do, and I'm not going to take the bait.
They'll even put a W like in pepperoni on
pizza.
Wow,
what, for wuss? Because for you? Kimmy, if you're having people over,
yeah,
do you order the pizza you love the most, or do you ask that person, what kind of pizza do you want? Like, where do you want the pizza from?
Well, I ask, like, what they want on the pizza, but I'm probably going to my go-to spot.
Yeah, okay.
Toke Town's locked in.
No, because I'll ask, like, my brother's coming over, my sister coming over. I'll ask, like, where do you want?
Really?
I mean, I
always figure out, everybody's going to say something different.
Well, I'll only ask one person.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would use your brother as a pizza barometer.
Why?
He's a big boy.
Well, no, I mean, skinny people can know their pizza, too.
Yeah, but your brother knows pizza.
He does know pizza. But that's the other problem, and I'll say this as a man who was once 300 pounds. That makes you less picky about your pizza. I'll eat all the pizza.
Yeah, but you've tried all the pizzas too, though. I haven't tried every pizza.
Okay.
I know you and your brother, like, you tried every plate in this town when you were with Plate Club.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go to Plate Club for plate advice.
Okay.
You had them all. You had one guy that ate plates all day and lived.
I think we're so picky about pizza in this town that you won't even go to this. You have your favorite chain spot. Like, you think that it varies from town to town. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that fill-in-the-blank pizza spot. I like their other location at this spot, even though it's all the same thing. But you get used to a slightly different thing.
She's right. I'll go even further. Very rarely is your pizza spot the closest pizza place to your house. Rarely. I drive past two pizza places to go to my favorite pizza place. So I will drive back to Chi-Lai to go to Colombini's, the pizza that I grew up with as a child. And that's like,
I don't go that far.
I love Colombini's.
They go back to the war.
Because you pass so many on the way.
I mean, it's not an every time thing, but there will be two or three times a year where I will get a sheet pizza from Colombini's just because I love Colombini's so much.
So I don't think anybody now in this town could open up a new pizza joint as a mom and pop and it would be successful.
That's happened.
I think there are a lot downtown.
Pizza Wizard. Yeah.
Pizza I thought
Wizard,
you people would be at your
Peels
downtown
on Wheels
pizza.
Is super popular.
I didn't think you liked those hipster pizzas.
Well, no, but I don't like the hipster pizzas that are thin that you put in like the oven where it's like, what we did, we tweaked the thing.
You're talking about wood fired.
Yeah, these are like actual pizzas. Yeah.
So you're telling me there's like regular old school new Italian pizza joints in this town?
Yeah.
I ain't seen them.
Yeah, because you don't eat pizza everywhere.
Yes. Or your public market pizza.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, eat a pizza and then come back and have a conversation.
Well, I'm asking.
I'm telling you. You go, no.
So you drive downtown and grab that pie.
I would. Yeah, I've gone downtown to eat pizza. Like, remember when they opened Great Northern Pizza Kitchen here?
But see, that was the one that I was thinking about. Those kids came into town, really unique, flopped.
Well, no, but they were open for a decade.
But they went out of business. That should have been like... They should have stayed open because it was so good.
I understand. I also had a friend that was giving me nothing but free pizza, so that
they were very expensive pizza.
Yeah. Yes.
But, my God, the toppings.
252 WCMF, I do. I would kill for one more Great Northern Pizza. Anyway, again, Rochester named the number one pizza city in America. Mm-hmm. Richie's on CMF. Hey, Richie, how are you, bud?
Good. How you doing today, guys?
Good, Richie. What are you? This man's got pizza voice. He knows what he's talking about.
Well, I got to agree with you. Colombini's, amazing pizza. Old school, for sure.
Mad good.
A couple other spots. Carbone's, Dewey.
Pretty good.
Bottles, main Fetzer.
There you go.
And then if you want a good slice, Perry's Pizza for the huge slices.
Yeah, but you got to shave it first.
No.
That was a joke. It was a joke, Richie.
Oh, shaving pad.
But see, here's what I love about guys at Rochester. We will just sit around for 20 minutes and name pizza places.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, and I'll be like, yeah, no, yes, absolutely.
But you can hear the horniness going up in his voice as he's talking pizza.
But I definitely agree with you on the Colombini's.
All right, Richie.
100%.
Richie, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, he's getting horny talking about pizza.
Who doesn't get horny for pizza, bro? I'm horny for pizza. That T-shirt would crush at the Rock Shop.
All right.
Horny for pizza. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
We got more Facebook messages coming in. You were trying to set a trap, and I didn't want to take it.
Oh.
But Greg is trying to set that trap as well.
Mm-hmm.
Greg writes us on Facebook, does this mean Tommy has been right the whole time that Wegmans does have great pizza because they're from Rochester?
Well, yeah, you would have to say so.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
Maybe that's why Kimmy and I are so middle of the road at Wegmans Pizza.
No, because you guys are snobs when it comes to Wegmans. But you don't think Wegmans does it right.
No.
You don't like their wings, you don't like their pizza.
It's not
and you don't like their
pizza.
Asian food.
Chinese food, yeah, no. The sushi's good.
Okay.
It's not bad pizza. It's not bad
pizza.
Wings.
It's just not top of mind pizza for me.
Yeah, it's
no,
not.
But you have a snobby, because you know the people that are serving to you are pleasant.
I think it's just more
clean.
Inconvenient because you got to go inside a Wegmans and
like
then you end up like spending more money to go in there and get your pizza.
Look, there's better pizza at like 15 different places, and that's fine. That's okay. It's still a good pizza. It's just not the best pizza. And maybe that's why Wegmans does really well with their pizzas in other cities, because it's a Rochester-style pizza. Like, that's the best pizza they can get in those cities. But when it comes to our city...
They send these people like to Tuscany.
No, they don't.
They send all those people there.
Oh, really? To make you a pepperoni pizza?
Yes.
Shut up.
I think there's another factor in where you get your pizza from, and that's what kind of... Like how the place's wings are.
Good call.
And that's a reason why we don't really ever order from Wegmans, is because... wings... You
so
can do better.
Base.
What? No, they're not base, you idiot. Oh, my God. No, I'm not taking the bait.
Stella.
252. What does my daughter have to do with any of this? Let's talk to Jim. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Wegman says I have good pizza.
Okay, it's not bad pizza. It's not top 10.
Hey, Tommy mentioned the Great Northern Pizza Kitchen, which used to be my favorite, too, and I was kind of bummed when they closed. One of the owners of that place reopened. And it's called Salty Bread Pizza Cafe. It's down in Seabreeze. It's amazing.
Good tip.
Damn.
Salty Bread, what was it called?
Salty Bread Pizza Cafe. They've actually opened up a second location in Greece.
Okay, so wait, what's the hook? What's the hook, Jim?
specialty pizza. So kind of different, like kind of like what Great Northern Pizza Kitchen used to be, but better.
Oh, Sunday, I'm coming for you,
so
salty
bread. Fried ravioli pizza is back in town.
I was more of a potato skin pizza kind of guy.
That was a good one, too.
All right, well, Jimmy, thank you for the tip, buddy. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's amazing, too. I guess great minds think alike, because I also have opened up a specialty pizza place.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called... No, you idiot. You did the joke wrong.
Where's this crazy
I don't want to do it anymore. No. The joke was Salty Tongue Pizza Kitchen. I was going to bat you all up, but you ruined it. You ruined the joke. Does no pizza, can't set up a punchline. Tommy Mule, ladies and gentlemen.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Happiness is subjective.
Yeah, sure.
But not here, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can now tell you exactly how much money you need to be making to be a happy person right here in the state of New York. And for most people listening, this is probably not great news.
We come up a little short in the happiness pockets.
Oh, well, we're going to find out.
All right.
You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you could only have X, Y, Z, you'd be happy.
Okay.
But those things cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Purdue University did a study for each state in the United States of America.
Yeah.
How much money you need to make in that state to be happy. And keep in mind,
this
is not to pay all your bills.
Yeah.
This is not to have everything you ever wanted. This is just to be a happy person.
Mm.
So I will ask you this question.
Yeah.
Tommy, how much money do you think you need to make in the state of New York to be happy?
And this is a per year salary.
Salary number.
Yeah, but then they get the tax.
Oh, don't think about the taxes.
And then the property taxes.
Also taxes.
And then my insurance goes up.
Uh-huh.
So I need a number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say $95,000.
Kimmy, would you like to take a shot?
I was going to say like six figures.
Six figures. So you're going to go with $100,000?
I think so, yes.
Okay. The answer?
Yes, I am.
We playing closest but not over?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You've lost.
It's probably way more, I'm sure.
No, actually, Kimmy, you were pretty close. The answer is, according to Purdue University, $105,000.
I got to be a freaking millionaire?
No, it's $105,000.
Well, that's $1 million close.
Okay, it's $1 million close. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but let's keep in mind the average American makes around $55,000 a year. So that would be about double the average American salary.
Yeah.
And a recent estimate puts about 75% of New York residents under...
Happiness?
under $100,000 a year salary. Mm. Now, before we have this discussion, it is important to point out...
What's that?
...that New York City could be skewing the numbers for the state of New York.
Oh, yeah, because all the big fat cats down there.
All the fat cats
and
down
there. Wall Street, their golden parachutes.
And also keep in mind that you're happy... is different than my happy, different than Kimmy's happy, is different than Tommy's happy. So I guess the appropriate way to handle this, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, how much money do you need to make a year to be happy?
Hmm.
And I think it would be easiest to break down what you need to be happy.
Yeah, like what are you looking for?
Okay, so base, roof over your head.
Yeah.
Enough food.
The basics.
Trips away every once in a while.
Oh, trip.
And a hobby.
Okay.
Is there anything we are missing that makes you happy, that you need to be happy other than shelter, food, a trip every once in a while, and a hobby to keep you occupied?
Hmm.
What are we missing?
Well, I guess a little something prestigious in your own mind, like a nice car.
A luxury.
Like a big purchase.
A pool? Jeez.
Something that says, like, you know, you're doing, there's certain things when I see that you have them.
Luxury.
That guy's doing all right. Okay. You know, nice car. You know,
we included Pittsford in here, and now we have skewed everything.
Well, nice car.
Who can afford a pool?
See, like you're saying pool, but you know as well as I do, you're thinking in-ground pool.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it's got to be in-ground.
No, well, you can't
be happy in an above-ground pool.
That is not true.
You can't afford an in-ground pool on $100,000 a year.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You know what an in-ground pool costs?
No. Do you?
No, but probably more than that.
Yeah, because you got to build up all the stuff around it, right? Like, you're not just putting a hole in the ground and putting the pool in there. You're probably putting a patio around it. There's a whole process to that in-ground pool.
All right, so what else would you need, then?
Okay, so but when we talk about luxury item, it is amazing how we immediately go off the rails, because your luxury item is different than my luxury item.
Well, I said also a nice car.
Okay, but what's a nice car?
Well, yeah, an upper-end car.
Give me an example.
Ooh.
What?
I've been seeing a lot of these lately.
Tell me.
Audis.
An Audi on $100,000 a year with a house, food, trips, and a hobby? Yeah.
A smaller Audi. Little Audi.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
What is a luxury item? Like, what is the base luxury item you need to be happy?
Well, I mean, for me, it would have been travel, trips. Like, that's...
Okay, so that is a luxury item.
Yeah. Okay. But that would definitely be on my list.
Luxury
more
trip,
than,
though.
Like, a single item, I guess.
Not like busted-ass trip.
Okay. So when we talk roof over your head, enough food... a trip away every once in a while, and a hobby. In Rochester, New York, to get those things, how much do you need to make annually? Like, can someone making between 60 and 70K afford those four base tenets of break room happiness?
So we're also talking not household, but...
This is individual.
Individual.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So your spouse's partner's income would also contribute to your happiness.
Which changes it, because that... If you are doing that all alone, house, bills, all that, that would be impossible.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're all alone, you may also not have kids, which would increase your buying power.
Yeah.
I'm not wasting money on my kids' sports
and
dreams.
I got my Audi payment and my luxury pool payment.
It blows my mind how you can live 10 miles away from me and have such a different interpretation in the same community of what is and isn't happiness.
I don't know. I'm not a happy person, so it's hard for me.
You know, but to your point about the household income, I mean, that's what we really need here.
Because
if I make $100,000, but my wife makes 30, we're at a disadvantage to couples both making $75,000 a year.
Yeah, I wonder what the money is for a happy couple combined income. Is it $210,000? Because that would be 105.
200.
Although he dipped his toe in math.
So you're saying if both were making six figures.
So you'd have to be making $200,000 if you both brought in a little over 100?
I mean, it's a good question. I guess
because then you should be goddamn happy, freaking rich.
I don't know why you're yelling.
You got $200,000.
But no, but I mean, you know how like there's like a tipping point for like couples that make money? Because like, you know, at $100,000, even if, let's say, my partner doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
Right?
That's your total income for the house.
I would be able to afford a place for us to live, food for the both of us probably. I don't know how the trips would go because now I'm paying for two people, right? But I would be able to have a hobby, the other person.
Yeah, maybe you could watch me do my hobby.
And I also wonder if you're both working jobs where you're making 100 grand, 100 plus, who knows how flexible that job is? Like, I don't know how important you are at your job or how much
you're needed.
Well,
the stress goes up.
Yeah, I would think like the stress, the more you make, the more important I would think your job is. So I don't know what kind of flexibility you'd have.
I mean, that is the cruelty of all of it, right? And that was what everyone started to discover during the great resignation after COVID.
Mm.
Like, the money's great, but if I don't have the time to enjoy the money...
Life is passing you by.
Yeah, what's the point of having the money? You're like, we saw people taking less money for a better work-life balance.
Yes.
Now, we haven't heard from those people 5 years later and heard if that was the right decision in their minds, but they made that decision initially.
Okay, all right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, a study from the University of Purdue, says in the state of New York, you need $105,000 a year to be happy.
Mm.
And again, downstate probably skews those numbers, so we're trying to put a more appropriate number in New York State. Does where you come from, even in the greater Rochester area, affect how much money it would take for you to be happy?
Probably, because it depends on how you were raised with money.
Okay.
Right? Like, what your expectations are with what the money you're going to get.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a rich person probably has different expectations of what money can do than a poor person now has money.
So you're saying that happiness in Pittsford would cost more than happiness in Gates?
Yeah, because Pittsford expects to have money and expects to have these things. Where somebody that's coming into money, it's new and it's exciting. I get to do things. I get to have new experiences. That would add to your happiness. Where if you have a lot, if you've always had money, that's just the norm.
Okay.
So you get to go to the country club, you get to go take a trip, it's pretty blasé. So you don't have the experience. That's a French word.
Blasé blah.
Okay,
blasé. The blasé.
But I would argue, but, I get the point.
You know what I'm saying? Like old money,
they're
kind of stuffy and stuck up. They don't look very happy.
I get the point you're making, but I would also argue that every town, no matter how no matter the socioeconomic level, has expensive hobbies. Because like when I was growing up in Gates, the bike culture, the car culture in Gates and Greece was big time. And it got super expensive.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's tough to steal those things.
And there are plenty of boats, RVs, things like that in driveways of every town in the greater Rochester area. I mean, it's not like that RV costs more in Penfield than it does in Greece.
But I always figure when you see that guy that's got like a Harley and an RV and a pool, he's broke. Like, he's making payments, so he's not even enjoying it.
Oh, you assume that in Penfield, too?
Oh, no. Those are all cash money. What?
Well, you know what? Look, I'll give you this.
Yeah.
Vacations seem to change the most based on where you were raised.
Yes.
If your family grew up well off, the vacation experience would be warped compared to someone that had less as a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that might be the only difference.
The vacation experience.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that, Kimmy?
Like growing up, you're saying?
Yeah. Like what? Like, because to his point about like if I'm used to a certain level of something.
Yeah,
it's a family trip.
I'm going to guess that the student parking lot at some schools are going to look much different than the student parking lot at Pittsford.
You're saying like car-wise?
Car-wise. I think just having like nicer stuff maybe like they may take for granted.
Okay, but like...
Because like I didn't even think like... I never thought twice about what car I drove, I guess, when I was like 16. I just was happy to have a car. Whereas if it was like a little... If you know, everybody I went to school with all were getting like brand new nice cars, like I would have been more aware of that.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. My 12-year-old, both my kids think they're getting a car when they turn 16.
Well, yeah, I kind of assume that, too.
And no effing chance.
Why?
I'm going to buy my kids a car?
Why not?
Why would I do that?
Their mother's a doctor.
What's your point? Do you know what student loan payments are on medical school, man?
No, but I mean...
Yeah, no, I doubt. Oh,
she ain't got that paid off
yet. Bro, there's a reason why they make so much money. It's because it costs... They go to school for 12 years, man.
I would find it odd that if I ran, and I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I meet you, and you tell me, you know, my kids don't have their own car. I would be shocked.
Why? Because you're a spoiled-ass rich kid.
No, I figure you're a doctor. You're rich.
No, I'm not buying my kids a car, even if we could afford it. It's the principal that thing.
Why? I mean, they're good kids.
Yeah, earn it.
Oh, look at this.
Well, I'm going to hand you a car?
Not hand, but they're good. I mean, if they're doing
their
work.
Would you pass down a car?
Maybe? Maybe, but even that I feel uncomfortable with.
Really?
Yeah. Or you could go get it.
I'm going to work.
But like my 12-year-old.
What job could your 17-year-old daughter have where she could buy a car?
I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there. And look, here's the thing. Maybe I'll even help you out if you're willing to show me you're going to work for it. But like my 12-year-old is starting to talk about like specific types of cars.
Or she got picked out.
Yeah.
That was
she's
not
a
on
great
my mind.
Kid.
I was just ready to like, all right, you guys get a new car. Hand me down your car.
But it's mind-blowing. And I don't know if it's like kids today. Like that's just the expectation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's them going to Aquinas. But I went to Aquinas. I didn't think that I was getting a car or a specific car.
Yeah, but your family was busted. Busted. You were a busted family. But like you're not busted now. You can't keep playing this busted card with your kids.
Watch
They're
me.
Smarter than that.
Watch me. Watch me play that card. Ready? And it's down. Down goes the card. We got Paul writing us on Instagram as we're talking about how, according to Purdue University in the state of New York, you need to make $105,000 a year just to be happy.
Yeah.
But we're assuming downstate skews that. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean for Rochester? Paul writes, not all of my bikes have been luxury items, but some think my Road Glide is, and that to me is an absolute necessity to happiness.
So it's Harley?
It's my escape. Is that what a Road Glide
is? I think it is.
Okay. He says it's my escape therapy and how I travel more often. I could not even afford it 5 years ago.
All right. So it's also a little therapy because he gets to go out on his bike by himself and just have therapy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it comes down to freedom. How much money do you need to make to feel like you have some freedom in your life?
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, on the ice playing beer league hockey and you feel the wind through your helmet, or like on your Harley, wind through your hair.
Ooh, a boat.
Or, yeah, out on the boat.
Ooh, a boat.
Fishing where nobody can get a hold of you. I mean, freedom equals happiness, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And we have to fool ourselves into feel like we have freedom every once in a while. Ron writes us on Facebook. What can you do with $100,000 a year? He writes. Sure, you can live comfortably, but it's not like you don't have to worry about what you're spending. I'd only truly be happy if bills were something I didn't stress about.
So he winds like independently wealthy guy.
I mean, it is an interesting way to look at it.
That was my father, and he was miserable.
Okay. But your father also outspent what he was making.
Right. But he also owned the company, so he always said everybody was stealing from him.
He was stealing from everybody else.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was also humiliating his workers. I mean, he had a lot of things going on.
He couldn't separate himself from work either.
No. His work was his identity. He was a sales guy.
All right. So if you talk about Ron's Facebook message saying that he would only be happy if he had no bills to worry about. You should be able to cover all your bills at $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, we always say you rise to your next level of broke.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, right?
Right? So, like, if you were making 40, 50, 60, somehow you end up getting a raise over a couple of years. I mean, if you start adding luxury stuff, like your tiny Audi that you brought up. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a hard time paying the bills. So maybe the key to happiness is living as simply as possible.
So having the bank, but not overspending.
But that's not as fun.
But then you're living modestly.
Yeah.
But you would be happy. Well, I mean, you wouldn't have all those headaches.
Well, but you also would see everybody else doing cool stuff that you're not doing.
Yeah, but you're also, but if you knew that they were slammed with payments and problems, mm-hmm. you know, things break and you got to fix them,
sure.
and you don't have those headaches. Because you don't even want to own a house. You just want to rent.
I would love to rent for the rest of my life. I hate owning my house. And so, I know how that sounds right now with people trying to buy houses. I don't mean to. But like when that hot water heater goes, I don't know what to do.
I understand.
Hole in the roof. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's funny you say hole in the roof because the one guy I'm thinking of who always looks happy is your old man. Like every time I see him, he has got a goddamn grin on his face from ear to ear. He looks relaxed as hell. And it looks like he always gets to do cool stuff. Like, your old man may be this. Purdue should, like, isolate your father.
Nothing's holding him down.
But he's always happy. I've never seen that guy not happy.
Yeah, but what about the unhappy people he's left in his way?
There's always going to be casualties. You got to break a few eggs or families to make an omelet. No, but he looks happy.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Who's you trying to fool?
What happened?
Who are you trying to fool? Why you keep bringing this up, man? It's over. Let it go. I mean, it's like an ex with your friend. You know, when we were, everything's still fine. It's totally fine. I don't even care because we have moved on from you. And look, I am excited for these two potential upcoming matchups this season with this guy.
Yeah.
But, bro, let it go.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Last week, we found out that Stephon Diggs, former Bills wide receiver, is the newest member of the New England Patriots, signed a 3-year deal. And over the weekend, he had his first introductory press conference with the Patriots media. And there is a quote I would like to read you when he was asked about Patriots quarterback Drake May. He's going into his second year.
Yeah.
Quote, I really look forward to it, playing with Drake May. It's crazy, because when you ask around, he has a lot of similarities. Well, people say through the grapevine, he acts a lot like Josh. Let's time out.
So he's saying that Drake May is a lot like Josh Allen.
This is what Stephon Diggs has said.
So he thinks he's giving two compliments here.
Yeah.
And I think it's insulting to both parties.
Yes. Oh.
So start off with, how dare you?
Okay.
How dare you even pretend that Drake May can be anything close to Josh Allen? Because we've done this with Patriots quarterbacks. Remember when Mac Jones was better than Josh Allen, and now you can't even tell me where Mac Jones is playing football right now?
But he's got to say something.
Doesn't have to say that.
No, you didn't have to compare. I think that's what it is. Because again, like if I'm a Patriots fan and this guy's just coming into my franchise, I don't want to hear why our guy is like our rival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Although maybe because Josh Allen is so great. That
yeah,
as a Patriots
but
fan,
think if somebody came in and compared Josh Allen to Tom Brady.
You wouldn't be excited about that?
I'd be like, shut up. We don't care about Tom Brady here.
Okay. Now, look, I'm with you. Yeah. I don't know how many Bills fans would feel that way.
I would take those six rings.
No, he's his own person. Josh is his own quarterback.
Okay, but that's not what bothers me the most.
So it's bugging me.
All right, so I'll read you the quote again, and I'll finish it with the final sentence he said.
Yeah.
Quote. It's crazy because when you ask around, he's got a lot of similarities. Well, people say through the grapevine, he acts a lot like Josh Allen. That was my guy. So I look forward to meeting with and connecting to him. But Josh was his guy, is what he said.
It was his guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my guy.
Well, they were tight.
Okay.
I mean, it was a bromance when it started out.
Why does he?
For a period of time.
Okay, but why does he still pretend that he's cool with Josh Allen? Because obviously they are.
He also helped Josh Allen establish himself in this league.
That's not the discussion we're having.
Yeah.
Right? You're fine. Fine. You're right. Why does Stephon Diggs insist on pretending that he and Josh Allen is cool? Because obviously you're not. Right? You forced your way out of Buffalo, so that's a whole thing. Then the very chilly handshake before and after the Texans game last year.
Some subtle shots. They both honestly took like these subtle jabs at each other without mentioning names. You know what I mean?
But Kemi, I think the most glaring fact here is that Stephon Diggs was a free agent for a month. The Bills are looking for the exact type of wide receiver that Stephon Diggs. And there wasn't even a call from, we know the Bills. I don't know if his agent called Buffalo because that would never get out because they seem to have enough respect for free agents where they don't do that stuff.
Okay.
Why is Stephon Diggs insisting on continuing to do this dance? Yeah, me and Josh are cool, man.
So you think he realizes he's made a huge mistake.
Oh, no, I know he knows he made a huge mistake.
And that he misses Josh Allen.
Without question.
All right.
I mean, look, you saw the Texans take a step back as a franchise last year, and C.J. Stroud is nowhere near what Josh Allen was, but C.J. Stroud in Houston is a better quarterback than Drake May is. He's about to really find out, as Josh is lined up across from him twice a year, what a terrible mistake he's made.
Right.
You disagree?
Oh, I like the kid.
I don't get it.
I thought he was fun. He was cool. He was good with the fans.
Sure.
You know, he's throwing the ball around, picks the kid up, takes him on the field. He just seemed like a likable, smooth dude.
You can be likable and then a dick. Yeah. Like, there are guys we know that.
But first of all, every guy in that league is a dick.
Don't you ever say
degree.
That about Josh Allen again?
He's a dick.
No, he is not a dick. No, he is not a dick.
No, he is. I mean, he was voted number one trash talker.
He's a dick to the guys he should be a dick to.
Just saying.
Like, they're all degree of dictum in that whole league.
He got biggest trash talker and then was given a sportsmanship award.
It doesn't make any
sense. Yeah.
Well, that's that league and how weird it is.
They
have these wishy-washy rules and you know, rules of, you know, we're a team, we're looking for good men.
I think,
hey, you know, that guy could do this. Yeah, come over here. We like you now. They're so wishy-washy. And Josh is going to have a bad moment. This kid is not going to be Mr. Clean.
He has had. Like,
no, I'm talking about off field.
No, he won't.
There will be. And I'm not saying it to be mean. He's a human being.
Okay.
He's rich. Uh-huh. He's moving in a different circle that he's never moved in before. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen.
Please, please tell us, Tommy.
No,
please.
It's going to happen. And you shouldn't hold it against the kid. The same way I wouldn't hold it against Stephon.
To me, it feels like Stephon Diggs is kind of he's playing nice now because he doesn't really know how the season's going to go, right? Like, he could come in and suck so people can't use his words against him later on. But if he comes in and is just lighting it up, he's going to take some shots, I guarantee you.
All right, let me put it this way. Right. Again, talking about Stephon Diggs, press conference with the Patriots, introductory press conference, compares Drake May, their quarterback, to Josh Allen, and then says Josh Allen was my guy. Josh Allen only talks about Stephon Diggs when he is directly asked about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, on multiple occasions since he has left, has brought up Josh Allen on his own. And that's just strange to me. Because you want it out. You didn't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You didn't think the team was going anywhere. You left. They had the best season they've had since the Super Bowl years without you.
Yeah.
The year you left, whatever was like, oh, who are you going to replace him? It bothers you.
I'm sure it does.
And you did this. So until you say that out loud, shut up.
But no guy's going to say that out loud at that level with those egos.
Let me ask you a question. If you were hanging out with a guy that kept bringing up his ex-girlfriend that he left, would you think that guy made the right decision?
Well, yeah. No.
Yeah. Face. I mean, Kimmy, you get the point I'm making.
Like, I don't think a kid's going to have a good season, right? I mean, it's a crappy team. Probably isn't going to do that well with him.
Stephon Diggs is still a good football player.
And a good
system. Question of whether or not he can come back from an injury, but I think if he does make a recovery, like, he'll have an impact in New England.
He'll still get the ladies.
It ain't going to happen. The ladies I can't speak on. Listen to me right now. Mm. Hear my words.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for him.
No. I mean, it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. And I'm here for it, man. I cannot wait to watch him walk back in that stadium next year if he's healthy enough to do it.
Yeah, it would be
Will he throw the ball around like he used to?
Oh, yeah. He's going to walk in there trying to play it off. Like, hey, he's going to be like your uncle who you watch like say something terrible to your aunt at Thanksgiving. Right. And then at Christmas, hey, everybody. Good to be back again.
So you think he'll interact with the kids at the football and everything?
He'll try.
In a away stadium.
What's going to be interesting is how Bills fans react to that.
He's going to get booed for sure.
Well, but I mean, if Stephon Diggs is having a back and forth with your child.
You're not going to boo him.
No, but I'm saying when they...
Oh, they're definitely... The stadium will boo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The stadium will boo.
After all he did for the stadium.
What did he do?
He had some great games.
You,
come on.
When you were on the roster, you went to one AFC championship game.
But, you know, it wasn't his fault. They didn't use him right.
What are you talking about? He dropped a pass that could have beat the Chiefs to put them in a second AFC championship game.
Didn't help.
Just saying. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.